Money FM 89.3. Best of the evening runway.
The weekly wrap on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. I'm sure you have seen in the news a lot of reports about scams. Some numbers coming out this week. In 2023, there were 46,563 scam reports. That's the highest number since the police started tracking scams. And this was back in 2016. It's a 46.8% increase from the 31,728 cases from 2022. That's just some perspective, right? And if you look at losses, in the top 10 scams, that went up like 573.9 million in 2023 from 509.2 million in 2022. What's the answer? Well, in the middle of this week, on the 16th of April, in fact, the Association of Banks in Singapore announced this in the news. They are looking for an anti-scam mascot to serve as what they call a visual rallying call to bank customers to stop and check before clicking. There's a prize money, of course, we're going to find out more about. But does a picture really paint 1,000 words? How can a mascot help us fight against scams? Well, on the line with me is Mrs. Ong Ang Ai Boon, director at ABS. Mrs. Ong, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Elliot.
What an intriguing solution to a problem that we have. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the scam scene in Singapore. In your observation, in your line of work, how big a problem is it becoming?
Well, as you have indicated in your introduction, Elliot, sadly, scams continue to be on the rise. And there is this jump even between last year and the year before. There's a 50% jump in the number of victims. And you agree with your figure that you quoted, you know, over 50,000 victims losing 650 $2 million last year. That's too many victims and too much money lost, don't you think?
Yeah.
So now Singapore has become a smart nation and the population is highly digital.
Yeah.
Then we read in the news that we are prime target because of our relatively high income levels. So many people think it's the elderly who are most vulnerable to scams. But the statistics from the police show that 73% of scam victims are below 50 years of age. Now, there are many types of scam, but the top five scams, according to the police, are the job scam, e-commerce scam, fake friend scam, phishing scam, and investment scam. It's a huge problem for us. But ABS and our member banks will do what we can. Yet, we need every individual to do their part and be vigilant. So this is why ABS has organized this anti-scam mascot design competition, which you have just mentioned. And it's a continuing effort to complement our anti-scam customer efforts.
I want to get into that in just a sec. But Mrs. Ong, I just want to get your perspective on this. You know, I feel like on the one hand, we are a smart nation. We're going in that direction. Yet at the same time, I find myself, because I'm in a smart nation, I don't trust anybody. So everything, any message that comes in, I don't trust. How challenging do you feel it is to build that culture, that mindset? Because we are the last line of defense for ourselves. It starts with that, right?
Yes, I think it begins with the individual. We got to be vigilant, prudent, and know that scammers will play on our kiasu attitude, right?
Look at
the Taylor Smith. UK lost out millions of pounds because of the kiasu idolizing and buying a ticket. So I think what we want is to have a... we have done so much.
Elliot,
we have done so much. The banks, ABS, together with the banks, with the National Crime Prevention Council, the police, you know, the government agencies, we have done a lot. But it is a continuing effort. We must continue this effort to fight back and reduce the number of scams by helping our customers, the individual, be more vigilant and to be aware. Don't be too quick. So, you know, we want to have this visual cognitive circuit breaker called a mascot, we hope, to that's present, you know, in their everyday life that can prompt them to, okay, I've got a nice jingle, okay? Stop, check, don't click yet.
That's why you're the director of ABS. Beautiful.
Is that nice finger, right?
No, I think it's great.
Check. Don't click yet, okay?
So you know what? When I saw this piece of news, Mrs. Ong, the first thing I thought was, wow, when I was in school, social studies for me, or even before social studies, or the whole Hao Kong Ming thing, was all about the Green for Life frog. Because it was all about a clean and green nation, right? So do you think that if we come up with this mascot, or maybe even like Singer, the courtesy lion, that for the kids, they will associate it. They will associate it with that jingle that you just mentioned. And then when they grow up, so a generation later, we will really reap the rewards.
Yes. You know, this mascot is really for the old, the young, you know, and we want to have, you recall in particular the National Productive Campaign. Do you recall?
Yeah.
You're
too
young.
Yeah.
It?
No, I recall this. But thank you for saying that, though.
It ran for 2.5 decades, from 1970 to 1990. Yeah. It was a very successful campaign. And at that time, I was in MAS and was very involved in it. And the message was brought to every bank, company, government, into the departments, divisions, you know, committees, even to our national servicemen. Okay? And Timmy the Bee was the mascot. And it could be seen everywhere. And recently, when I mentioned Timmy the Bee, many recall coloring the mascot when they were in primary school.
Yes.
Okay? The tagline was, productivity is our business.
Right.
And today, it is so successful. Productivity remains very much on our agenda in every aspect of life. And this was on top of Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. He was the chairman. He was sitting on top of this committee.
Okay.
So we want this anti-mascot, scam mascot, to also bring this message visually into every home. Every home. In spite of all that has been done to educate customers against scams, ABS wants the individual to have the confidence to use the digital banking, but at the same time be vigilant against scams, you see.
I'm afraid of as well. I'm sure you definitely have thought about this. Like with Timmy the Bee, right? And then you look at the generation today, or the sandwich generation, Gen X, which is, we must be productive, at the expense of other aspects. Are you worried that if this anti-scam mascot is so successful, will it create a case of people just being afraid and not trusting any of these messages or whatever that comes online?
No, I think there's been enough education provided. They have to be savvy to know what to look out for. That's all.
Okay. Fair enough. You got to think for yourself, right?
Yeah. You have to look after yourself and click, because every click will cost you your money, but you don't have to be afraid. Look, digital banking is here to stay.
Yeah.
It is the thing of the future. We can't go backwards. We can only go forward. Therefore, it is in everybody's interest to learn what to look out for.
Much like the clean and green frog, right? You know how to look. Hey, littering is wrong. It's building that culture, building that instinct. I think it's important. I think it's quite nice. And like you mentioned, that visual symbol in that sense. What else is ABS doing as far as fighting against scams are concerned?
You know, while we are having this mascot, but we want this mascot to be able to be translated to collaterals. So to help them is the presence of a mascot, whether a plush toy on their desk, on their bed, sofa, magnet on their fridge, decal on their car, keychain in their pocket. We hope to translate a mascot into all these kind of collaterals. Yeah, and even for in school. And we are also engaging X3 to bring in a skit, a half-hour skit to primary school, secondary school, and at the same time, we are also going to do, you know, a sharing of anti-scams to the IHLs, and together with NCPC and the banks to bring this anti-scam messaging to heartlands. And then the mascot will be present. We've got to get somebody to get into this costume and walk around. And once you have this mascot, now we hope this image will be there to prompt them, you know, become a circuit breaker. Stop. Don't be too kanchong. Again, kanchong. Don't be so nuts.
Yeah.
Don't think that it's too cheap. It's good. You want to get a discount. Just check first. Yeah. Ask, is this? Actually, all they need is to stop, wait, ask, you know. and check.
Yeah, it's like how you've heard advice, if you're going to lose your temper, just stop and count to 10. Why can't we do the same thing with this, right?
Correct. It's just wait.
I like to look at the psychology of things a lot. And I'm feeling, as you're describing this, that this is the final piece. This visual reminder is the final piece in a form of like programming a person to take care against this new world of scams and how easy these things come out.
Yes. You know, when we introduced ATM a few decades ago, do you know where the scams came from? The users wrote their PIN number on their ATM cards.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Yes, I remember reading,
But now everybody is aware. So I think over time, you'll find that it becomes second nature to be more aware. I want to believe it. But in the meantime, we are going to help them have this mascot in their face, at home, everywhere. Circuit breaker, cognitive breaker, and just have a break, okay? Don't be too quick to click.
I love the passion and the determination here. This is fantastic. Just a final question, Mrs. Song. I want to talk about the competition itself. I understand top entry gets $10,000, second, $3,000, third place, $2,000. But talking about a picture painting 1,000 words, how will you judge this competition? How will we know that, this is the mascot that's going to remind... Because it actually sounds a bit complicated as well to come up with such a mascot. Scams, mascot, it's an interesting mix.
That's why we have two professionals. In fact, three professionals. Karen Nui from DBS, from the Chairman Bank, and she's the head of Group Strategic Marketing and Communication, as well as Ng Kee Jin from Kij. He is, entrepreneur of branding company, as well as Tommy Lim, the creative director at SPH Content Lab. Oh. Then, of course, there's Loretta Yoon, who is the head of for OCBC, and she chairs the Consumer Education Workshop ABS Committee on Fraud, and, of course, yours truly. So five of us will be the judge. And we will look at the entrance where the submissions when it closes on the 31st May. And the mascot must have three A's. Have an appeal, be aligned to our purpose, and be adaptable for use in different forms, mediums, and scale. So once we have these three, I believe I personally will have to lean on, the professionals to help to ascertain and to derive and get the best mascot that can best convey this anti-scam message, reminder.
Do you hope that this mascot can have that same presence in, I don't even know if they still study social studies in school, but something similar to that effect for the kids?
I hope so, because for the kids, as I said, digital banking is to stay, and you're going to augur them well. If right from young, they are taught how to avoid, how to prevent being scammed by looking for certain things before they click. And to be aware that scammers will prey on your psychology, weakness of psychology, fear, intimidation, greed, wanting discount or good. Anything too good cannot be true. I think they are taught, if they are taught and be intuitive, it becomes intuitive in the young, it augurs well for the future.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Mrs. Ong Ang Ai Boon, who is director at ABS. Thank you so much for your time today.
Welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.